Today is Cyber Monday, the day online holiday shopping is in full swing. Along with the ease of shopping electronically come warnings about potential security threats. Sandy Chalmers works with Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She told WUWM's Latoya Dennis that people should remain vigilant about protecting their information.
Unfortunately, criminals understand how much money is changing hands at this time of year, and they can be very creative and aggressive finding ways to part you from your money.
So what are some of the ways that we've seen in the past that criminals have hacked in the systems or whatever it is that they've done?
The kinds of scams or consumer fraud we see include things like sending emails to advertise hot ticket items that may be hard to find for consumers, and they lure unsuspecting consumers to click on a link, which then may download malicious software onto your device or prompt you to put personal information into screens. That's one very common kind of fraud at this time of year. We've seen a lot of posts on social media sites that offer vouchers or gift cards, and people tend to be vulnerable to an offer of free money at this time of year. So sometimes they offer a free $500 gift card, or they may pose as a holiday promotion or contest. And again, they will give you screens and prompt you to fill out personal information.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was last holiday shopping season when Target had that data breach that impacted up to 70 million people. And since then, we've heard of lots of other data breaches. Is this something that people should still be concerned about?
At this point, you can probably count on being involved in a data breach. They've become that common. One thing that consumers can do is to shop with a prepaid debit card. That way, your loss is limited to the amount of money you have on that card, and it's not tied in any way to your banking accounts.
Are there other suggestions for shoppers this time of year?
What we recommend is that consumers check their credit card statements on a regular basis. It's always a good idea to keep an eye on your credit report as well. Those two places are probably going to be the first indication that you've become a victim of identity theft or some kind of consumer fraud.
Should I be concerned that I may have given out my card number, but they don't have the expiration date and they don't have the 3-digit number on the back? Should I be concerned about that and just go get a new card, or am I going to be okay?
If there's any concern that you may have been involved in a data breach or you may have become the victim of identity theft, you should let your financial institution know right away, whether it's your bank or a credit card company. And also consider placing a freeze on your credit report, because that offers a level of protection against some kinds of identity theft.
Sandy Chalmers works for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about ways to protect financial information this holiday shopping season.